$79 billion is the amount of money the federal government will spend on information technology this year, and some of those projects have big cost overruns and are managed poorly. David Pounders, the Director of Information Technology Management Issues at GAO, with us to talk about what the GAO is finding on some of those issues. Mr. Pounder, thanks for being on the program. Good to talk to you again.
Good afternoon, Francis.
OMB, you were asked to testify about OMB's efforts to improve IT oversight, mainly through the IT dashboard and through the TechStat sessions. What are you finding so far, in particular when it comes to the IT dashboard, about what kind of a difference that's making?
Well, first of all, with the IT dashboard, it is clearly a huge movement in the right direction. It is by far the most transparency we've had into the 800 major IT investments that the government invests in. So that's the good news when you look at the IT dashboard. You can go into the dashboard and you can look at the cost and schedule performance as well as a CIO assessment. And it can give you a good feel on the status or health of those 800 major IT investments. Now, one of the things that we have found through a series of reviews is the data that's being reported isn't as accurate as we would like it to be. And that's not uncommon. We've done some work on some other websites like USA Spending and those types of things where at times the agency records don't match entirely what's on the dashboard. We've written some reports and had recommendations for OMB and the agencies to improve the reliability and accuracy of that data. And I think the agencies and OMB have been receptive to those recommendations, and there's some improvements afoot, but clearly we need to get that data more reliable over time.
Are you getting a sense that it is more a timing issue or an infrastructure issue as far as getting that data clean? What seems to be the missing link there, do you think?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, from an agency perspective, we're seeing some agencies reporting wrong data. We're seeing some agencies not updating their data. So clearly there's responsibility that lies on the agency side to improve the reliability. From the OMB perspective, the dashboard is intended to be a real-time reporting tool, and they have made, OMB has made modifications to how the calculation occurs, and we would like to see more modifications made. The issue that we have had with OMB is that we would like to see more of a weighting towards current performance. So what happens is some of these projects, especially when you get into like the DOD world, they take years and years to deliver. And if you weight performance over a period of 3, 4, 5, 6 years, it doesn't really give you a real time perspective of where we're at on that project. So weighting that performance is very important, and we've had those discussions with Vivek Kundra and his team, and we're aware that there are some changes that are coming down the pike to improve that.
I want to clear up something that you said a little bit earlier, Mr. Pounder. When you say incorrect information going into those dashboard, into the IT dashboard, you're not saying that the agencies are intentionally putting incorrect information there. It's just that they're making errors in the collation or the distribution. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. You know, one good example is when you look at the baselines on certain projects, you know, what are the costs and schedule estimates are up front. Sometimes those baselines change and we find that there's, you know, a prior baselines and things like that. We're not seeing any type of input that's going in that fashion. It's just a matter of, you know, there's some data that's dated. In particular, our latest report, too, we actually showed some of the information on the dashboard. The agency records are more positive than what the dashboard actually shows. So we've seen the data go in both ways, where sometimes it's overstated on the dashboard, and sometimes understated. So we see a mixed bag.
To your point about weighting performance on a long-term project, you said a couple of years, 5 to 6 years might not be an accurate window on what's really going on a particular project. Is there a time frame that is, do you think, or is it on a case-by-case basis determining what's a fair representation of where something stands?
Well, that's the one debate we've had with OMB back and forth about, you know, how heavy should we weight things, you know, over the last year or so. I think clearly the last year's performance is what is critical, especially when you look at the IT reform initiatives. If we are now calling for, with these IT investments, to deliver functionality within a 12-month period and within 18 months to deliver functionality where users can actually use systems, so we get out of this trend of these lengthy acquisition cycles. Clearly, I think we want to focus more towards, you know, the last year of performance.
What does OMB think of that idea?
I think that's in line with where they're going with the IT reform initiatives. If you look at Vivek Kundra's 25-point plan, you know, clearly the incremental development, that's been on the books for years, modular development, incremental development. We haven't done a very good job at that in the federal government, but I think now with the IT reform plan calling for 12-month deliveries and clearly within 18 months you want to deliver something to users, that's a great goal to have.
All right. In addition to the IT dashboard, the tech stat sessions are another element of this that Mr. Kundra's introduced. Do you have a sense yet for what kind of a difference they're making?
Yeah, the TechStat sessions have made a big difference based on the number of TechStats that have been held. So we have 800 major investments. There have been over 50 TechStat sessions. So 50 of those 800 investments have been looked at. And based on those 50-plus review sessions, there have been 4 projects that have been terminated and 11 that have been restructured. And and what that ultimately results in, OMB claims that there's a $3 billion reduction in costs associated with those 15 projects. So that's movement in the right direction. You know, we've done a lot of work recently looking at the National Archives Electronic Records System. That was one of the projects that has been restructured. Clearly, you know, based on our work, there was a need for that to occur. OMB jumped in and helped with that restructuring. So those are positive steps in the right direction. Now, our point is this, is that if you look at the 800 major investments, there are over 300 investments, about 310 investments that are in yellow or red status. So the message going forward is, even though that we've had some results with these 50-plus reviews, there are clearly, you know, another 250 investments that need a close look.
Mm-hmm. Of those 4 that have been terminated and 11 restructured out of 50 that have been examined, I guess that my question kind of fits with what you just said, which is that a number that is a good number, a bad number, or it just is?
Well, if you looked at it from the standpoint that, you know, of 50, and it's probably even closer to 60 projects, if 15 of them, there's been some significant change in how they're managed, whether terminated or restructured. So that's about a quarter of the projects they've looked at. There's been significant change. I think that's a positive message. I think the challenge is we have so many of these investments, you know, looking at the 300 plus, it's just a difficult task for OMB through their TechStat sessions to get to everything. Now, what they've attempted to do to kind of fill the gap on that is in their 25-point IT reform plan is there's a call to emulate those TechStat sessions at departments and agencies. So that's a step in the right direction. But again, that's contingent on, you know, that on the IT reform plan actually being implemented effectively.
David Pounder, Director of Information Technology Management Issues at GAO. Thanks for being on the program today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.